The following is a special presentation of Snake Dream Media.
Was the podcast before Christmas, and all through the land, Modern Warfare 2 was in everybody's hands. SOCOM surprises all with some heartfelt holiday glee as Santa Claus came early with the Coldfront DLC. This is Urgent Frequency, Christmas Special Number 3. So everybody lock and load and gather around the tree. Just like last year, I'm sending Christmas wishes to ya. Keep your feet wet and your powder dry. Merry Christmas. Booyah.
Commander Fury,
where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
Urgent Frequency.
Hey, this is Black Falcon from Divine Knights Clan and Urgent Fury staff wishing everybody here at the Urgent Fury community a happy and safe holiday season.
Hi, this is UF Staff Johnson 30, and I would just like to wish you a happy holiday season. Hooyah!
Hi, this is Miss Baby from the Forgotten Warriors, and we want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Shane, I'll be waiting for you to come down the chimney, and you better give me exactly what I want, or you're not getting any milk and cookies.
Spoof ad flashback. Flashback.
Oh yeah, the week's over. Your boss's complaints are silenced for another 3 nights. And now you want to blow that hard-earned money by throwing it at women who make more in one night than you do all month. That's right, you need to head up to Southern Strawville and walk through the gilded doors of 101 Damnations Gentlemen's Club. At 101 Damnations, you'll see 100 plus one oddities that'll titillate your sick fantasies to no end. Come see October, the Brazilian hot body with 3 breasts on her neck. The always lovely Bam Bam, she's ready to shed her eczema flakes of lust all over your face. This Saturday night, don't miss the erotic caramel tub wrestling match between Hot Ones and Lucky Bear. The rematch between these conjoined twisted sisters that everyone's been praying for. And finally, back by popular demand, Miss Hogwild returns to 101 Damnations for 1 week only. And everyone knows there's no other one-legged midget that can charm that brass pole like she can. These and 96 other wonderfully wrong women are waiting to make your off-the-beaten-track fantasies a little more beatable. Call 1-555-HOT-SICK today for party reservations tomorrow. All nude, no pasties, and still offering a full top-shelf bar on the premises. Because at 101 Damnations, the more you drink, the better they look.
This is Shane from Urgent Fury wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Don't forget to keep it frosty.
This is DEA Weed Nazi saying season's greetings to all, and may you have a safe and memorable holiday.
Commander Fury?
Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead?
Urgent. Frequency. Frequency.
Months. In the world of tactical gaming clans, that usually wouldn't be enough time to build a team that could even contend for a tournament championship, much less win one. But in a period of just 15 months, Clan Uprising has dominated the battlefield and collected not one TAC map championship, but 2, finishing in the top 3 in every Urgent Fury tournament event they've participated in, unless my stats deceive me. In contrast, LPK has been letting punks know since way back on SOCOM 1. And everybody knows that longevity, for any clan, especially that kind of longevity, is very rare. LPK also happens to be one of the very few clans who can say that they beat the U. Ric Flair said, to be the man, you gotta beat the man. Recently, I sat down with Mike Jackson of Klan Uprising and Mopac of LPK to discuss what it's like to be the man, and maybe more importantly, what it's like to beat the man. Gentlemen, welcome to Urgent Frequency, Mopac and Mike Jackson. What's going on, guys?
Not a whole lot, man. Just chilling. How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Not too much.
Well, it's the holiday season. We've got a couple of days before Christmas. And, hey, number one, now, for the folks at home, we were supposed to interview Brady Games and our contact there. He and his lovely wife evidently had twins over the last couple of days, so he had to postpone for the last second. But we thought, since we had already planned on doing the interview with the Urgent Fury champions next time, we thought we'd go ahead and push it up. So I do want to say thanks to you guys for messing around with your schedules there and making time for the interview.
Anything for Commander Fury, man.
Oh,
yeah, definitely. No problems.
Trust me, flattery will get you everywhere on Urgent Frequency. So this is pretty amazing, man. First of all, both clans... amazing clans since you guys surfaced here in Urgent Fury. The word that is attached with both clans, love them, hate them, whatever, is winning. And let's start with the Klan Uprising, man. The thing that makes you guys so amazing is, now LPK, they've been around since you guys have been around what, since SOCOM 1, right?
Yeah, we've been around since 2002.
But now Klan Uprising, man, the amazing thing about you guys, and doing some research about you, 15 months, you know, a year and 3 months. Am I wrong about that? You guys got together in September of 2008, so you've been a clan for all of 15 months?
Yeah, it's true. Five of us came from one clan, the five co-founders, and we wanted to start something different and special. And we've been pretty lucky to recruit, you know, good, smart players and kind of benefited. And without our clan members, we probably wouldn't be here where we are today.
And of course, you were kind of humble about it, but let me read off a list. I don't have all of it here in front of me, but I know that you guys are back-to-back TAC Map champions on SOCOM Confrontation with Chain Reaction, and then, of course, most recently, you won the Urgent Fury Chosen TAC Map Championship. You've consistently been in the playoffs of just about every one of our tournaments here in Urgent Fury, as has LPK. That's the reason I said, you know, it seems so fitting that you guys have finished the year the way that you have. Let's talk about that for a second. Now, you said your players. What makes a clan, and I'll send this one to Mopac first, because, you know, like you said, you guys have been around since SOCOM 1. What is it that a clan needs to succeed and to, or what's the key to longevity?
Well, I mean, I think the big thing that we've got a very diverse group of guys, and nobody really takes anybody else too seriously. It's just a lot of guys trying to have fun, and, you know, we rag on each other and kind of talk crap to each other and just kind of have fun with it. You know, kind of like a locker room type atmosphere.
What about you, Mike? I mean, you said you guys recruit smart and things like that. What are the qualities you look for when you go? Because, I mean, come on, you guys have won. If you guys lose, people are going, what's going on? The earth is off its axis. Clan U isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing. What is it that you look for in a shooter that is different from other clans?
Well, we look at different aspects of the player. We do check a lot of their background and look into them and make sure they gel. They have to gel with us. That's a big thing for us. If they don't gel and, you know, they have the wrong type of attitude, they probably won't fit in. A lot of it has to do with one of the co-founders, Maddie. He takes care of a lot of strategies for the wars. He has a lot of good ones, obviously. They help us be successful. But our players, they all pretty much get along. We don't have a lot of drama in the clan. There's really, you know, guys get along well, play smart, and they all want to succeed. So I think that's something we look for. We look for winners.
Okay, and what about you, Mopac? When LPK goes out to look for a player, you said you guys try to keep it loose, a locker room atmosphere. Is that pretty much what you're looking for? Some guy that can just fit with the program? I doubt very seriously that you just go, wow, this guy's a really good shooter. Because there are some clans that do that. They go out and they just get the guys that can murder people. And but to do it, like I said, as consistently as you guys have done it, there's got to be some kind of special chemistry that they have to have.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we've got a lot of guys who've been there since the very beginning. And you got a good group, a good core of guys. who just kind of make everything real easy. If guys come in, whether they can kill or not, I mean, if they don't fit in well, they're not going to be around for very long. And, you know, having the roster that we have gives us the luxury to be a lot more selective, you know, than maybe some other clans can be. It's definitely nice to be able to make sure that the chemistry is right more than anything else.
Okay, well, let's talk SOCOM. Now, with this recent patch, and I'm assuming everybody's downloaded the Cold Front DLC, what about SOCOM? I've played it here recently, and I got to say, it almost seems like we have a brand new game. It almost seems like that maybe Slant 6 has gotten it right. I mean, would you guys agree, or what would you like to see happen to SOCOM for two predominantly SOCOM-exclusive clans?
Well, I mean, pretty much our whole clan's downloaded the Cold Front. It's really brought a lot of guys who had been inactive since the first couple months of the confrontation with kind of the problems with the release and everything, brought them back to SOCOM. I mean, the thing that I would hope for while we're waiting for the next SOCOM would be another DLC pack with like some jungle maps. I think it'd be great to see like the ruins back and some more of the SOCOM 2 maps, see what they can do with changing the areas of operations on the original maps. I think they did a really good job with Night Stalker and Blizzard and Vigilance for sure, bringing them back.
What about you, Mike?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, most of the clan has downloaded the DLC. You know, generally everyone likes it. It's refreshing, you know, after playing the game for a year and a half, pretty much, and playing the same seven maps all the time. It's good to see some new maps, new settings, new guns. And the only thing, you know, you probably would want to see before the next SOCOM comes out is more maps. Just, you know, keep the players involved, keep it fresh, keep it exciting.
I guess what we got to talk about now is LPK and Clan Uprising, you guys representing end-of-the-year championships. Of course, like I said, Clan Uprising, you guys, the TAC map champions for Urgent Fury Chosen. It's your second TAC map championship in a row. And LPK, man, you guys closed out what is going to go down in the history books of Urgent Fury as one of the epic, this thing, if I'm not mistaken about this, we did a round count on it. It was 42 rounds, three maps. We figured it out, the time. I can't remember exactly.
4 hours and 20 minutes.
4 hours, 420. 420. 4 hours, 20 minutes. That's a lot of no boom goodness right there. I mean, I like me some Urgent Fury Black, but 4 hours and 20 minutes, man. Did you guys, you know, I got there the last map. Did you guys, did you take a smoke break, or did you get to go to the bathroom, or was that four hours, 20 minutes of straight SOCOM?
It was like 5 minutes in between maps, I think. I went and rubber banded about 20 cigarettes together and smoked them all in between. That took years off my life. That was epic is pretty much the only word you could use to describe that war. It was amazing.
And from what the guys say that were involved in it, it was one grinding war. And you know, hats off to LPK for pulling it out.
Yeah, you know what? And that's one thing that I did hear a lot of. It made me feel pretty good. You know, here's two clans just beating each other's brains out. And it was never in anybody's control. I mean, all the way up to the last two rounds. And I got to say, I haven't seen a SOCOM match that intense in a long, long, especially with no grenades. I mean, for it just to be strategy, brains, and bullets, man, that was hands down one of the best SOCOM wars I've seen in a long time. So congratulations to both clans. And again, man, thank you so much for taking some time out, especially I know it's, you know, a couple of days before Christmas. So this was put together really, really quick in the last couple of days. So again, thanks to both of you for, you know, adjusting your schedules and making some time for me. Before we go, is there anything you guys want to say collectively to your clans, to your friends? Any shout-outs? Go ahead and get that out of your system.
I want to congratulate Uprising and my guys, LPK, on a hell of a year for both clans. And LPK wishes the entire Urgent Fury community a happy holidays and a safe and happy new year.
Right on, man. Well, we appreciate it. What about you, Mike?
I would like to thank Urgent Fury for putting together a lot of great tournaments. For this year, we had a lot of fun. Hats off to LPK for pulling off Black in the war. Congratulations to them for winning it. And we'd like to wish the same thing, pretty much Urgent Fury, a good holiday, good Christmas, New Year's, and hopefully we'll be having the same conversation at the end of next year.
Good luck to both of you in the 2010 season. Man, you guys are probably going to do a lot more winning. So congratulations and Merry Christmas to you guys too, okay?
Merry Christmas, man.
Thanks. Same to you.
And of course, for more information about either clan, you can visit them on the World Wide Web. Clan Uprising, go to www.clanuprising.net, or for LPK, visit them at www.lettingpunksknow.com. Also, don't forget Urgent Fury's 3-day year-end blowout 2v2 mini-dubs tournament for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 gets underway on Monday, December 28th. And stay tuned for details about Urgent Fury's 8-week mini-tag map tournament for Modern Warfare 2, Urgent Fury 141. It's kind of a big deal, as it will be the first qualifying tournament of the 2010 season. Urgent Frequency is produced by Urgent Fury Holdings, and here in the studio by Patrick Gross. This episode is dedicated to the memory of my good friend, John Fields. And now to close things out, Urgent Frequency presents Cheech and Chong's Christmas classic, Santa Claus and His Old Lady. I'm Commander Fury. Until next time, keep your feet wet and your powder dry. Hoo-yah. Merry Christmas.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah,
he's
I played
not...
with that dude, oh, too. Man. No. Yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine. And she could cook and all that stuff like that. You know, like she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
But they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Wow. Typical freaks.
Oh, yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Well, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Yeah,
they used to eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world, man.
Hey, well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice. Groovy.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people. And so much class, man, they had so much class, you know, like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button top, ooh, clean.
That sounds like a hip snowmobile.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile, it was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know? And used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers?
Some what, dude?
Some reindeers, you know? Used to hook them onto the sled, and then used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto! And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man. And dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. How'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he, like, how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag.
Yeah, it really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah, man. You know who I'm talking about,
man.
Yeah.
I played with that guy last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of
money. Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure?